Welcome in. It's Hump Day on the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller. We're going to get to that listener question today, and this is a good one. It's one that I like to talk about. So hang on just a second. Let's talk about this moon change today. Happens later on tonight, 10.05 p.m. Eastern. The moon enters Aquarius from Capricorn. The void, of course, is a short one, just 2.25 hours, and that begins at 7.50 this evening. And speaking of 7.50, if you roll back 20 minutes, that's when you can join us on either YouTube or in our Facebook channel, the Fun Astrology Podcast Listeners Group in Facebook, for the group reading tonight. We have some awesome participants, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I know several of you have sent in questions, and I'm going to start chipping away at them.
Hi, Thomas. This is Brenda. I have a question about today's Old Soul, New Soul podcast. Robert talked about the fish from Christianity being Pisces, and I'm a Pisces with a Scorpio rising, and my moon is in Capricorn, so I have always felt like a bull in a china shop. And now, as I delve deeper into astrology, it finally makes sense. I'm able to sit back a little bit more. I'm able to process better. I'm wondering, where can I find information on how astrology and religion go hand in hand and actually complement each other, instead of always having that thought in the back of my head that you're going to go to hell or I'm playing in the demonic?
Brenda is one of our great listeners, and thank you so much for that question. I wanted to take this one over here on Fun Astrology because Robert is, this might be a little bit out of his sandbox. I did run it by him, and I knew what his thoughts were. There aren't any. There really aren't any books that have been written on this topic of any kind of significance that he's aware of, that I'm aware of. There are a few symbols that were still left in cathedrals when they constructed the stained glass or various decorations in European cathedrals, where there are some astrological symbolisms that are left over. But basically what happened is in the 1500s, 1600s, the Catholic Church wiped out astrology and burned most of the books. There was a remnant of untranslated Greek and Latin astrological texts that have been preserved. And actually in 1993, this Project Hindsight was formed, and several prominent astrologers like Robert Hand and Chris Brennan, Ben Dykes, have all been involved in this effort to get these additional texts translated. Many were lost forever. But, you know, on a personal note, as I've worked with Robert and seen the, like, there's a new style of astrology, and he practices something that nobody else does, and that's why I'm so glad we get to preserve it. So while we honor the traditions as best we can reconstruct them, there are also some new traditions in astrology. And then when our friend Liz Grace Christie comes along and talks about Ophiuchus and some of the possible directions of where astrology could go, it is not static. So there are really no good books that I'm aware of that address astrology as a complement to Christianity or other prominent religions. By the way, that episode that she was talking about was the one that was released on May 2nd in the Old Soul, New Soul podcasts. Just look up the date, May 2nd, 2023. That's the one she was referencing. Now, a couple of things that I like to point out. First of all, if you go back in the book of Genesis in the Bible, or obviously also in the ancient Hebrew writings, the story of Joseph having been sold into slavery, moved to Egypt, becomes prominent in the country. He's given the inspiration that a famine is coming. He prepares for it. And then his 11 remaining brothers, the ones who sold him into slavery, are looking for food, so they go to Egypt. Well, Joseph is alerted that they are there. He disguises himself. They have no idea what he looks like. This has been decades. And he puts them to a little test. In their bags, probably on their camels, he has some people put a silver goblet in one of the bags and then claim that it's missing and that they stole it. So he has them brought back to the palace. He accuses them of this theft. And then he says, just come clean, because he says, I can have the top divination people in Egypt tell me where that goblet is. I went back one day and looked up the Hebrew word on that, and it is not astrology. It is divination. That's a pretty good interpretation of it. But because ancient astrology was prominently practiced in Egypt, we could imagine that it was some kind of horary question around missing objects, which Robert covers in the class. There's a whole lesson on finding missing objects. Or maybe he used some other means. But here's the deal that Robert addresses and teaches this in the course. In the first section, when we pull up an astrology chart, what we are in essence doing is we are connecting three points. We are connecting us with the issue at hand, with source, well, I'm going to say four, and the sky. He really kind of combined the sky and source together as one, because we're asking for guidance, but we are connecting this reflective ability that's in the sky with our dilemma or our answer or just our daily guidance like we do on here every day. When you realize that there is nothing demonic, satanic, are we summoning the devil here? Have we ever done that? If we did, I missed it. I mean, maybe some imposter got in here one day and did, but I didn't do it. Quite the opposite. I summon highest source, only good, only love. What's the intention behind your question? And then let me flip it over here. And I know we could go on for 30 minutes on this, but when you're dealing with a system that I'm the guy that was on my way to seminary, Baptist seminary, when I went to college, that was my course. I wasn't allowed to go to a secular university, so my minor degree in college was in biblical studies. I did 3 years of Greek. I know how to putz around with it with these online translators that tell you what you're looking at, but I did. I had 3 years of Greek, and I was headed to seminary. But I'll tell you this. When I did Fred Dodson's books, particularly ones like Levels of Energy, Levels of Heaven and Hell, Lives of the Soul, my goodness, there's been 40 of them, so there's quite a long list. But those books gave me the understanding and the broad perspective that the system that was created to imprison had to move astrology out, because by the late 1600s, as Ray Merriman mentioned on Saturday, enough people were being trained and became proficient in astrology that they were making predictions that happened to be wrong. But they caught enough of a following that the church had to shut it down. Until then, it was basically controlled by a handful of people who answered to the Pope, and if they didn't do what the Pope told them to do, they were killed. So there was a slant to it there as well. But it was a very controlled system. And here's the problem, because I came from that mentality, is there's no way to have that conversation, at least yet that I can think of, because when you immediately dismiss something as of the devil and not of God and won't have any conversations about it, then there aren't any good portals. But you know, maybe in thinking about this, there are some ways that it could be done. And I guess I'm crazy enough to think that maybe I could come up with a way to do it. You've given me some good thought, Brenda. Thank you. Hope this helps. We are not of the devil, folks. We are not of Satan. We are of highest source. And whenever you bring love into it, all those negative energies have to flee. They can't be in the same presence. So we just say, I love you and thank you for being here. Thanks, Brenda, again. Have a good day. See you back tomorrow.